Greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The Bible doesn't give us any indication that Ukraine is going to win this war against Russia. In fact, all the indications are just suggesting the opposite, because we know from prophecy that ultimately Ukraine and Russia will unite. Now, we don't know for sure how that is going to happen, but we know it is going to happen because the Bible tells us so, and prophecy has to be fulfilled. Now, when it comes to the reports regarding the current situation and status of the war, those reports are quite inconsistent. Some tell us that, well, of course, Ukraine is clearly winning the war. Russia is losing. Russia is already in retreat. But other reports tell us quite something differently. Recently, Robert Kennedy Jr. had this to say in an interview. The commander of the Special Forces Unit in the Ukraine has said 80% of his troops are dead or are wounded, and they cannot rebuild the unit. Right now, the Russians are killing Ukrainians at a ratio of either 1 to 5 or 1 to 8, depending on what data you believe, he said. In yesterday's town hall meeting with Donald Trump, sponsored by CNN, quite a controversial meeting to say the least, Donald Trump gave certain statistics as to how much America is helping Ukraine militarily, financially, in comparison with Europe. And of course, the statistics really seem to show that European help is quite little. Now, I have not been able to independently confirm those statistics, but from everything we have been reading, it is clear that America is supporting Ukraine financially, militarily, much more, and I mean much more, than Europe is doing. So the question is, why is that the case? Recently, a German paper pointed out the following. And we know, by the way, that Germany in particular has been dragging their feet quite a while, a long time, before they even sent military equipment like tanks to Ukraine, and some of those which were promised still haven't arrived yet. But this paper wrote, after Germany's defense minister Boris Pistorius, who by now is the most popular politician in Germany, said on Thursday evening that he considered limited attacks by Ukraine on Russian territory in the fight against the invasion acceptable, ex-Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said, the German who wants to attack Russia must be prepared for our parade in Berlin. And right away, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said, well, no, Ukraine is not allowed to use any of the German weapons, any of the German equipments to enter Russian soil. So clearly, it was an attempt to appease Russia again. Now, again, what is Europe trying to do here? Why are they not supporting Ukraine more? Because they said we are totally in support of Ukraine. I found the following article quite remarkable, which was published by Deutsche Welle on May 7. An agreement signed by Ukraine and Russia last year, mediated by Turkey, on a Black Sea grain corridor has been poorly implemented. This has caused the price of Ukrainian grain to drop and fluctuate considerably. Just over a year ago, Brussels abolished tariffs and import quotas for Ukrainian agriculture products as a sign of solidarity. On April 7, 2023, however, Poland unilaterally imposed import bans on Ukrainian grains after mass protests by farmers there over falling prices. This was quickly followed by similar bans in Hungary, Slovakia, and Bulgaria. In late April, the EU Commission retroactively legalized this ban, which has now also been extended to include Romania and covers wheat, corn, sunflower seeds, and sunflower oil, amongst other things. The article goes on to say that the restrictions initially apply until June 5, after which they can be extended indefinitely. Because of the EU import bans, 12 to 15 million tons of grain from last year's harvest remain in Ukrainian silos. For Ukrainian farmers, this uncertainty in relation with European business partners is even worse than current financial setbacks. Tensions within the EU weaken Ukraine, making the country even more vulnerable to Russian blackmail. And so it's very obvious that Ukrainians are not happy about Europe's anti-Ukrainian position. Now, before I continue, some are saying, yeah, but it is impossible that Ukraine will turn against Europe, that Ukraine will collaborate with Russia. Well, it's not impossible because it has happened before in World War II. Originally, Ukraine was a supporter, an ally of Germany. But then because of Hitler's policy and what he was doing, Ukraine felt betrayed, and then they became supporters of Russia. It happened in the past. It will happen again. Now, let me ask you this question one more time. What is Europe up to? Here's an article by the European Conservative, dated May 5. Russia's invasion of Ukraine provides EU leaders with a plausible pretext for their new war economy policies. They have been working to turn their dream of a centralized EU security policy into reality for many years. If it was not for the all-too-real war in Ukraine, they would no doubt have found some other excuse. EU member states are now faced with a real prospect of security forced armed and commanded from Brussels. They may have to ask the question, who do you want to decide if you go to war? Your elected national government or a centralized, militarized EU superstate? And as we have been telling you for many, many years, such a centralized, militarized EU superstate is prophesied to happen. It will happen. And when that happens, then the time for Jesus Christ's return has come incredibly near. I'd like to encourage you to ask for our free booklet, Evil Empires and Evil People, Wild Beasts of the Bible. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.